Episode 9, NFDC Goes to Camp.
This week, Alyssa, Thomas, and I led a Sunday morning discussion at Pod Camp Atlanta. The title of our session was Chronicling Creativity.
Those of you that are here, we are North Fulton Drama Club, or at least the three people that try to steer the boat and keep it afloat. My name is Thomas Strickland. This is my wife.
Nikki Strickland.
And then...
Alyssa Jackson.
Not my wife. North Fulton Drama Club has been operating now for a year and a couple of months. Come on in if you want to. You don't have to. No pressure. We have produced two shows, and we are in the middle of rehearsals for our third show. All these shows have been Shakespearean in nature and in execution. I don't know if we really want to go into the origin right now. No, let's not do that. So, Chronicling Creativity. I came up with this title late at night after Amber said, you guys should do a session. I'm like, oh, what are we going to do a session about? But really this is similar to when we first started doing podcasts for the Georgia Podcast Network. Again, it was Amber and Rusty saying, you guys should do a podcast. We're like,
tell you what to do.
Yeah. True. We were like, what would we ever do a podcast for? But it turns out that the podcast does have a purpose for us. I don't know if you want to go into it now.
I think it serves a couple of purposes. The one thing that it does for us is it sort of establishes our personality in a way as a theater group that I don't see a lot of other theater groups doing. You can listen to our podcast and you know who we are. And we spend so much time cracking up at one another, I think, also, that you end up with a really good snapshot of, like, if you're going to come get involved with us, you have a good idea of the kind of people you're throwing your lot in with. And that's something that we pride ourselves on as a theater group, is it's part of what makes us unique, is our attitude and our attitude towards theater as an art and how we want to run our theater company. And I definitely agree, having the podcast is a way to establish who we are, how we do our business, the kind of people we want to come and be involved with us.
We value transparency a great deal in what it is that we do. We think there's a lot that can happen with theater that has kind of a shielded, don't let the rest of everyone else know about it kind of feel to it. I don't know if it's intentional, if that's just the way it has been as it's fallen out. But we try to use the podcast and, to a lesser extent, the blog on the website, NorthFultonDramaClub.org, to reveal what it is that we are doing. You know, where are we in the stage of this production? How much more do we have to do? What do we have accomplished? And that's the podcast we've been doing. We do them mostly when we're in rehearsals and in production. We do them once a month. We all go to the podcast party that Amber and Rusty are so kind enough to throw. And we basically do is talk about what it is that we've done and what we have yet to do. I think this will serve as our podcast for this month. So
it makes a good benchmark for us, because we spend so much time, especially during a show, really just buried. And then we come out of it like once a month and sit down and say, well, we've done this and this and this and this and this, and then we kind of know again where we are, even though I think we're fairly good at keeping track.